On November 30th, we talk with Charles Evans, who introduces himself to our listeners and talks about his duties as the Pocahontas CVB's Trail Maintenance Coordinator.
My name is Charles Evans. I'm the Trails Maintenance Coordinator for the Pocahontas County CVB, as well as in partnership with the United States Forest Service, Snowshoe, West Virginia University, Pocahontas Trails, and a number of stakeholders that all come together to make the Snowshoe Highlands Area Recreation Collaborative. Essentially, what we do is addressing deferred maintenance in the county and the surrounding areas, anything that's in the ride center. So that's Pocahontas County, Randolph County, a little bit of Nicholas, a little bit of Webster, where the Cranberry Wilderness area is. We just started here in July. I started in July, and then we just hired in two new trail crew leads. We have Zen Clement and CJ Peterson. Just super thrilled to have them on board because I've done a lot of trail work in my day, but just watching them work and the skills that they bring to the table, they're not only athletes, but they're artists too. So just absolutely thrilled to work with them. My background's in natural resource management and forestry. I'm a West Virginia native and really enjoying the job so far.
Are you paid by the CVB?
Yeah, so we're a fiscal agent, the CVB. The Pocahontas County CVB is the fiscal agent for this Great American Outdoors project. So the funding comes through the collaboration with the Benedum Fund as well as with the United States Forest Service. So it's just a partnership there.
Where are we at with upgrading the ride center to a gold from a silver?
The IMBA, the International Mountain Biking Association, designates different areas that have qualities for mountain bikers. It's basically like a medal system in the Olympics. You have your bronze, your silver, and your gold. And we started off as a bronze, and then within a year, we applied again, became a silver. And where we're at now is we've identified through a gap analysis different areas that we need to improve on, that being signage. We needed a jump trail up with a snowshoe, a big ash. We need different connectivity, and we need some businesses to come together to help boost our recreation economy. In all of this, we plan to apply for the gold status in 2025. And with our crew working together with SHARC, Snowshoe Highlands Area Recreation Collaborative, I do believe that we'll meet that goal.
What's the new trail here in Marlinton?
We have the Monday Lick Trail System. Right now, it's in its preliminary phases. We have one crew out working their dirt endeavors, or Appalachian Dirt. They've finished approximately 3 miles of single track right past the Stillwell Park, past the Wyatt Nature Trail. They're also working on a little bit more blue courses on the mountain there. Their goal is to have just about 4 to 5 miles completed this year, and I believe there's going to be 19 on the task orders next year. So that's going to be split between Appalachian Dirt, or Dirt Endeavors, and a company called Rock Solid. They haven't started yet, but they'll be coming out next year.
Charles, where will the Monday Lick Trail go?
It's basically going to go past the Wyatt Trail and off the Greenbrier River Trail. It's going to be all up in that area. It's going to be a kind of a shuttle system. You'll be able to loop it up.
Where will the trailheads be?
One of them's right there at Wyatt Park, right past the Wyatt Trail, and there's going to be a number of others. But currently, the one that's open is right past the Wyatt Trail.
Yeah, will there be a trailhead in Marlinton?
Yes, there will be. So there will be an information kiosk that does identify that right over here in the old power plant area.
These trails, like the Monday Lick Trail, I know they're made primarily for mountain bikers. Will hikers be able to use them as well, or?
Yeah, absolutely. All the trails that we work on through the Great American Outdoor Act, all of these are going to be multi-use trails. So any trails in the Forest Service is a multi-use trail, hiking, biking, what have you.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
I'm just absolutely honored to be able to participate and carry on the legacy that's being made here in Pocahontas County. It's a dream come true. I never thought that I would be able to collaborate with such passionate individuals, being the Recreation Collaborative, all of the stakeholders that are involved, as well as my crew, just collaborating with them, working with them, and really making sure that we make this program a success is super important. Just very passionate to work with everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.